Hi there. The word for today is on the principle of reciprocity. In Acts 10 verse 4, the Bible says God has heard your prayers and knows about your gifts to the poor. Up until this time, the gospel had been preached exclusively to the Jews, but all that was about to change. Acts 10 verse 3, we read one afternoon about 3 o'clock, Cornelius had a vision. He saw an angel coming from God to him and calling him by name. God has heard your prayers and knows about your gifts to the poor. Now send some men to Joppa for a man named Simon Peter. As a result of Cornelius's prayers and generosity, he became the first Gentile, the first ever to hear the gospel, become a believer, and become part of the kingdom of God. What a payoff. God hears the kind words you speak to others when they're hurting. God sees your sacrificial giving when you can least afford it. By doing what you're doing, you're paving the way for Him to help you. He's storing it all up so that in your time of need, you'll have a rich account to draw on. A lady was praying about starting a pet grooming business, but she couldn't afford to advertise. So she went to her local animal shelter and volunteered to groom the pets to increase their chances for adoption. And an interesting thing happened to her. The harder she worked there, the more her own business grew by word of mouth, until she ended up with more clients than she could handle. You say, does that mean if I don't help others, God won't help me? Thankfully, no. God treats us by grace, which means undeserved, unearned, unmerited favor. No, God's love for you is unconditional, but when you say no to an opportunity to give, you miss out on an opportunity to receive. The principle of reciprocity is simple. When you are generous with others, God promises to be generous with you. And that's the word for you today.